fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday. Monday, the 15th day of October, year of our Lord, 2018. Welcome to John Moore Show. We don't have any really breaking news of any consequence. I'll check Drudge here real quick because things happen minute by minute when it comes to geopolitical matters. Let's see what we got there at Drudge. They're still reporting the Antifa idiots up in Portland, Oregon, Saturday, and the slowness they were doing. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage everybody to check all their firearms optics, make sure that they're properly mounted, that they're tight and properly sighted in, and ready for action. That's what you need to do. That's your prepper tip of the day. This is Firearms Monday, and we have Jimmy Gensling with us. Jimmy is the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is DesertEagleShooters.com. And we're looking forward, Jimmy, to hearing the firearms tip of the week. Good morning, sir.
Well, John, boy, you and I think just, I mean, we must be really linked this morning with your firearms tip of the week. Mine is dry fire. Ladies and gentlemen, we have talked about practicing dry fire techniques, and the fastest way to improve your shooting ability, handgun or rifle, is to do your dry fire training. And requires no ammunition, hence it costs nothing to do. If you've got a long hallway in your house, even a 30-foot hallway, you can put a target up on the far end, lay down, get your prone position or your sitting position, and you go through the steps of firing the shot, and what you're watching for is that there is no movement in your sight picture. When the hammer falls, when you hear the click, you want everything to be exactly as it was before then. If it's not, then you have to self-diagnose. You have to look at your breathing, your trigger pull. Steady hold factors is the number one cause, and work from there, ladies and gentlemen. Handgun, as you've heard me say over and over again, the wall drill is the best way in the world to improve your handgun shooting technique. And it's very, very simple. Again, make sure that your ammunition is in a different room, your magazine is out, you've cleared the chamber at least three times. If your wife, daughter, significant other is there, you hand them the handgun and have them verify that it's empty. And then you sit there and you stand straight, get your grip on your handgun like you normally shoot. And mind you, I'm not saying get your grip as they taught you. Get the grip that you have determined is the best for you. John will back me up. Not everyone can hold a textbook grip on a handgun. There are too many variables. The size of the handgun, the size of your hands, arthritis, which I'm going to talk about here in a little bit. There are just so many factors that come into it that determine on how you hold the handgun. But you hold that handgun at full extension, and you've got a nice clean section of wall with nothing on it. Could be white, could be blue, I don't care. But you take baby steps up until the muzzle of that gun touches the wall, and then you take one baby step back. And then you start working your practice. The only thing that you are focusing on in the wall drill is the front sight. You're keeping the front sight centered in the rear sight notch. You're keeping the top of it level. You're going through all of your breathing exercises, and you're squeezing that trigger. And what you're looking for, and the wall drill will tell you this without hesitation, if there is any movement in that handgun, you will see it, and you will see it immediately. Because as you're pulling that trigger, if the front sight dips, which is with me, if I'm shooting a Glock, I can almost guarantee you, unless my mind is 100% focused, the front sight's going to dip and I'm going to hit low. Something about Glocks in me. 1911, don't have that problem. Ruger revolver, don't have that problem. Smith 29 revolver, yeah, I got that same problem because it's the design of the gun. But what you're doing in that wall drill, you're watching that front sight. Your life is focused on that front sight. And the rear sight is fuzzy. If you were shooting at a target, the target would be fuzzy. You're focused on that front sight. And you will see if you pull it to the right, if you push it to the left. Now I'm saying this if you're a right-handed shooter. If you're a left-handed shooter, you're going to pull it to the left and push it to the right, or push it down. If you are pulling up when you're doing the drill, you're anticipating the recoil, you're anticipating the gun going off. But the fact of the matter is, when you see this, then you can start working on correcting the problem. Because if you don't correct the problem there, you will definitely not have the problem corrected on the range. So what I recommend is the first time that you practice the wall drill, that you at least devote 15 minutes to it. I prefer 30. But if you devote a minimum of 15 minutes to it someday and get accustomed to what you're doing and watch it and determine what you're doing, or what is happening, I should say, then you can actually start changing the way you're holding the gun. You can grip higher, you can grip lower, and it's going to be a compromise. And I hate that word in the shooting sports, but it everything in the shooting sports is a compromise one way or the other. The biggest compromise that we all have to work with and give up on is comfort. There are some people that cannot tolerate, cannot stand, are totally repulsed by shooting from a prone position. Myself, I love it. Sitting position is my hard point. Offhand, that's a given. Everybody's going to be shaky and bit in offhand shooting, but we have to modify and correct our stance or correct the way we shoot in order to get down to where we make solid, controlled hits. And again, that becomes a compromise. So in doing that wall drill, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to work through the situation and you're going to get to where that front sight does not move at all. And I guarantee you, if you devote the time, and like I said, minimum 15 minutes the first time, preferably 30, and then every evening before you go to bed, if you will do 5 repetitions before you go to bed, the next time you go to the range, you're going to scare yourself because your accuracy is going to be just improved exponentially. And it all comes back to you're training your muscles, you're training your mind to sit there and work independently of emotions and conditions. And by conditions, I mean temperature, wind, whatever. You're going to learn a way around it. So firearms tip of the week, dry fire. And that's with both your rifles and your hand. Now, if you've got 2 or 3 different rifles, let's back up just a moment. Because rifles fit you differently, some are open sights, some have scopes, some have very high power scopes, whatever. You want to devote dry fire time to each weapon that is different. And I had a gentleman ask me the other day, well, you talk about dry fire, blah, 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 blah. I have to use a bipod. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, the gentleman does not have the strength in his forearm or in his hand because of arthritis. Oil field worker, raised in the oil field, worked in the oil field his whole life. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if you find, especially someone that works in the drilling part of the oil field, that is in his 60s and still has all of his fingers and all of his toes, this gentleman has been very, very lucky, because steel is unforgiving when they clang together. And, John, I guarantee you, when I was growing up, every single one of my dad's friends, every single one of the people that I met that he did work for or whatever, they had an injury that was due to 2 pieces of metal slamming together and an appendage being between them. And sometimes it was as simple as rolling pipe, and other times it would be making a trip out of the hole on a drilling rig and hit a short stand, and it yanks up, and it surprises everybody, and wham, you get hit. Some guys I've known just lost the end of their pinky finger, and one individual I know lost 3 fingers. Actually, John, in that one, I still, to this day, and he couldn't either at the time, I don't even know if he's still alive. No one could explain it, because he lost the ring finger and the little finger and the index finger in the exact same accident. The middle finger and the thumb were unharmed. Thumb I can see being missed, but the middle finger wasn't even bruised. So, ladies and gentlemen, things happen. And bringing that middle finger back is the subject of one of our conversations today. You get out there, you practice, you work on it. Now, if you have any difficulty in either A, finding information on dry fire, or you're not understanding things. Oh, wait a minute, I got to back up. The gentleman that I was talking to was, I have to use a bipod. Fine. If you're doing dry fire practice and you use a bipod when you're out there shooting, use it. If you use a duffel bag or your shooting bag or anything like that for support under the front of that rifle, use it. Do not go back to textbook doing your dry fire practice. No, you put your arm through the sling, flip it around, come up, grip the lower, nice handshake grip on the forearm, blah, blah, blah. If you cannot do that, if you have developed another way to shoot, then that is the way you want to practice. It's exactly like I was saying with a handgun. If your grip is different than textbook, then you've developed that and you shoot fairly well with it. Now, mind you, if you haven't been to training, and by that I mean a separate, knowledgeable individual coaching you, maybe not full-blown pay $200 a day for a class, but if you've got a knowledgeable pistolero training you, coaching you, and they make corrections to your grip, if it is not causing pain, if it is not something that you physically cannot do without contorting your hands or whatever, take their advice and make corrections. They're giving you this advice for a reason, to improve your shooting ability. But if you do have a condition that prevents you from holding the handgun in a proper fashion, or it prevents you from getting a steady grip the way they're showing, discuss it with them and have them help you find it all. Chances are they may already have an alternate in their mind by watching you shoot. So train like you shoot. If you use a bipod, if you use a sandbag, if you use your duffel bag, if you lap one thumb over the other thumb exactly opposite because arthritis won't let this thumb close all the way in, great, do that. But what you're doing is you're developing a steady hole factor that becomes muscle memory. So, going from dry fire and everything, I was talking about the arthritis and the middle finger. Gentleman that I was talking to last week, he was out picking up some t-shirts that he'd ordered, and he was talking about shooting his handgun. Got a real nice Smith, John, detective, 4-inch barrel, 38 special, beautiful, beautiful little handgun. And he was discussing it with me. He says that he's getting old, and since he had smashed his hand years ago in the oil fields, just so happens, that his index finger was getting less and less limber. His trigger finger was getting to the point that after 45 minutes to an hour of shooting, it was actually uncomfortable. So we went out to the range. I watched him shoot a little bit and everything, and asked him if he'd ever tried shooting with his middle finger, using his middle finger as his trigger finger. And honestly, he had never considered it. Middle finger had never been injured to the state of the index finger, the trigger finger. So we started playing with it a little bit and working on if he had to change his grip, if he had to make modifications in the way he handled the firearm, and found out that just minor changes here and there. And we practiced with it a little bit. I got a call from him Saturday, John. He spent the whole day at the range with his son, shooting all day long. And he said when that index finger got tired, and this applied to his rifle as well as his handgun, but when that index finger started getting stiff and everything, he transferred to the middle finger, and he says it worked great. Now all he's got to do is transfer the information that his trigger finger has known for years to his middle finger so he can get the same dexterity and feel. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, make adjustments. We all get a little older each day. We all get new aches and pains. And sometimes injuries from 40, 50 years ago creep in and start giving us problems. If we're going to be marksman, if we're going to be competent, responsible shooters, we need to learn to adapt as the body changes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, practice your dry fire, both handgun and rifle. Practice the wall drill with your handgun. And now is the time to start looking at, well, what happens if I do trip in the woods and I jam my index finger into a log and I break it? What am I going to do? Well, You start training now on it. You start finding alternates now. And here's the break.
We got a break. Stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan,
this is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your people.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm often got to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we are back, and we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 15th of October. Well, my new improved website is up and running. There's some growing pains. There's some issues to be dealt with, but we are dealing with them. I'm getting some compliments on the way it looks. And check it out, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. And it'll take several days, maybe even a week or two, to get all the issues squared away, but we're working on it. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's deserteagleshooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
Sure. We've been going through training, and the reason I'm stressing that, ladies and gentlemen, John mentioned it at the very beginning of the show. Democrat operatives, Antifa. Amazingly enough, I thought Black Lives Matter had kind of dropped off of the radar a little bit until I did some looking this weekend. Had a couple of individuals visit me over the weekend. One of them, well, actually two of them in the same car, were a couple of our sheriff's deputies and one state cop. that was a friend of theirs that they introduced me to. And we had some rather interesting discussions for about 2.5 hours, John, about what's going on, which way it's moving, and what the outcome could be. And the reason that they had brought the state cop out is he's been looking at alternates for mounting or carrying his handgun in his personal car. And he came out to look at some of the holsters and some of the retention systems that we've got, and had some fun. It's kind of, you know, you talk about being in the military, John, and having banter back and forth between organizations. Ladies and gentlemen, John and I can pick on each other, and you might think that we're having a real big fight. But the fun part about it is, me being Coast Guard, him being Army, we've earned the right to banter back and forth and pick on each other. And believe me, no matter how vicious you may think it is, it's all been fun. These guys with deputies and state cop, John, was really enjoyable to watch. Plus the fact that they were all under 30. That was the real enjoyable part, to know that we have got young men and young ladies out there that have taken the oath, that have stepped up, and they've got the same morals and understanding of life that John and I grew up with, and probably a large number of our listeners. Someday I'd really like to find out the demographics, if there were, of who the listeners for our Monday morning show is. But that aside, some of the conversations that we had, John, was the fact that one of the deputies, his wife is a concealed carry holder, and she hasn't been carrying. She'll think about it occasionally and carry, and most of the time it's still at home. It's either in the gun box or storage or something like that. It is not on her person. They went to Albuquerque last week to go up and do some shopping for a friend of theirs' daughter who's getting married, and they were in one of the malls and doing some shopping. I've got a puppy dog that just showed up that's demanding attention, and he smells like a skunk. So, yeah, move Theodore.
That's always a hoot. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Our skunk population is growing exponentially, I think. But anyway, they were in a mall and minding their own business, window shopping, looking at shoes, and then, you know what girls do. And evidently, there were two separate groups of thugs that spied each other. And from the best way that he could describe it, it started off as a shouting match, and then it got into them grabbing things off of kiosks and throwing them and throwing punches and everything. And here these three ladies were. No place to go. No way to protect themselves. No backup plan. They were in unfamiliar territory because they've been to this mall a few times over the years, but never really paid attention to anything. And when she got home, she was obviously, of course, rattled because of what happened. Husband was upset because she hadn't carried, and you can only imagine what some of the conversations were like. Bottom of the hour break.
We will be back after the break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 15th of October. Good words to live by, I think. My website is thelibertyman.com. It's new, it's different, easier to navigate, but we have some issues. We still have energy cleaners for sale and mattress pads. The toll-free hour line is not up on the website. I just found out 10 minutes ago. But you can place your order at my website for your energy cleaner. If you have issues with arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, if you really like to get a good night's sleep without pharmaceutical products, well, get yourself an energy cleaner. The mattress pads that go with them, they do vary in price. We have a twin size, full queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. It's all right there. And I'm going to give you the toll-free order line verbally here, since it'll be later today before it's back up on my website. The toll-free order line to order the energy cleaners, mattress pads, my DVDs. Here it is, 800-592-9494. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. It's an exciting time for me and my radio show, my website, getting new things up and running, making changes that hopefully will be helpful to get the word out to everybody we can get out. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. The call number is 800-313-9443. Jimmy, we've got a caller on hold here. We got John in Missouri. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Hi there. Hey, my question was, how long can you leave a black powder pistol loaded without doing damage to your weapon?
Yes, I remember you calling into John last week. Okay. Actually, it sounds like a complicated problem with a very simple answer. Black powder is not corrosive unless one of two conditions exists. One, it's been fired. Or two, there's moisture. Now, is this pistol a revolver or is it a single shot like a Kentucky?
It's a revolver, Ruger. Old Army Ruger.
Oh, beautiful gun. Is it stainless or is it steel, since it's the Ruger? It is steel. Okay. On revolvers, if you've thoroughly cleaned the gun and everything, and I mean thoroughly cleaned it inside and out, short of running an oil swab into the cylinder chambers, you want to make sure those are free of oil and that they're really dried out. One of the things that I use on the revolvers as a final cleaning technique, if I'm going to load them, is go down to your local auto parts store and pick up a spray can of carbon choke cleaner. Carbon choke cleaner will remove any moisture from the solvents, anything that may be left on that steel. Spray down each of the cylinders, back around the back where the nipples go and everything, and then just set it up so it'll drain and air dry. And once it's thoroughly dry and you load that pistol up, again, if you live in a fairly dry climate, Missouri, probably 50-50 on humidity there. Once you have the revolver loaded and you put your grease patch over the top, you have your caps on your nipples, you should be able to leave that gun for up to 2 weeks without worrying about it.
Okay.
That goes back to what I have read and studied from post-Civil War and the some of the diaries and stuff that I've read of explorers going west. And you know, because then they had the old Army, they had the Navy 36s and such. Now, on a black powder rifle or a Kentucky-style pistol that doesn't have the cylinder, multiple cylinders and everything else like that, after being thoroughly cleaned top to bottom, and again, I even shoot carbon choke cleaner in the nipple at the back and down the bore and then stand it on its nose to let it air dry, for about an hour, really and truthfully. If it's warm outside or if it's sunny, I make sure I set it in the sun. And that drives off any other moisture. But a black powder rifle or Kentucky-style pistol, you can use those. I have read accounts and everything that they have had them loaded for up to a month. Now, on the same side note, we'll go over to a little town outside of Atlanta, Georgia, and this article is out there on the internet, and you can look it up, Live Cannon, Courthouse Lawn, and something like that. You'll probably find it. But the city decided to clean up the courthouse lawn area and rearrange things and replace some broken bricks and things, and there were two Civil War cannons that were decorating the front of the courthouse, and both of them were mountain howitzers. So they decided to take these puppies out and take them over and sandblast them, clean them up,
make them all look pretty again. And the first one they had no problems with. The second one had an obstruction in it, John. For some strange reason, there was an obstruction about a
quarter. I know what's coming. I know what's coming, but go ahead.
I think we all do.
They discovered that this cannon had been sitting on the courthouse lawn for 100 years, loaded. It had the ball in it. It had the black powder charge in it, everything. It was ready to rock and roll. They managed to, going and talking to several museum people and knowledgeable individuals and searching, and then since the tools were not available, they had to have them manufactured, which was actually a ball screw, or actually a ball worm is what they wound up using. But by using vinegar, and I'm trying to think of what the other component was, and soaking the bore, they got the corrosion, the dirt, and everything out to where they could actually move the ball and catch it with the ball worm and pull it out. The powder charge was actually one of the shot bags, John. It was the linen bag full of powder that they used to quickly load the cannons, and pulled it out, and it looked marvelously well. It had a little bit of mold, and it was discolored, of course, and practically disintegrated once they got it outside the bore and set it on anything. Well, it did disintegrate. It just became a pile of black powder. Amazingly enough, the black powder was 100% viable, John. Everything would have functioned on that gun if somebody would have primed it and lit it off.
Amazing.
So,
absolutely amazing.
What had made it that way is on the flash hole on the back, somebody had removed the flint striker from the cannon, and they had put what is called a mule's foot over the flash hole. Now, mule's foot, ladies and gentlemen, is real simple. Typically, it's made from really heavily oiled leather, and it's designed to go over the firing mechanism, wrap around the back end of the cannon, and then tie on top. And the shape of it, and with it being pulled down tight, it keeps all the moisture and everything off. Amazingly enough, over 100 years, the powder, everything, it was still would have fired, John. So in your black powder rifle, if you've cleaned it, there's no corrosion inside, and you've taken good care of it. And this is subject for a test. I might actually have to try this, John, and see. But leaving the gun loaded for up to a month is highly practical, John. John and John.
There we go.
It won't mess up the metal at all.
No, because, again, in order for black powder to become corrosive, you have to have either moisture, or if you fired it, there's going to be that residual moisture in the powder, in the residue that's in there. You know how when you shoot it and you sit there and you run your ramrod in and you bring it back out, there's those black traces that you can just wipe off with your finger. That's the fouling that's in there. And that fouling immediately attracts moisture.
Gotcha.
And if you had left it charged and everything like that, then the chances of it either having a misfire or reduced powder fire, any number of things that are undesirable with black powder, you would have that situation. But if it's thoroughly cleaned and you got a cap on the nipple, if it's a flintlock, now if you don't have a mule shoe or a mule's foot on your flintlock, I have read where a thin piece of buckskin over the pan, of course, without having powder in the pan, and covering the flash hole, put the frizzing down to where it holds it in place, and that will do just the same on keeping any moisture out of that end of the bore.
Thanks, sir.
So, I hope we helped, and give us a call back and give us an update on how it turns out.
Thank you very much, sir. I will. Bye.
All right. Thank you.
All right. The call number is 800-313-9443. Getting some good information out here, Jimmy.
Well, I try. I don't know everything, but I've been playing with black powder since the late 60s. And believe me, after being negligent on a couple of occasions, I think a few of them were involving girls and dates or something like that. And anyway, you go to clean a black powder rifle that has been fired and then put away and forgotten about, even for a week to 10 days. It is a chore, ladies and gentlemen. If you do by chance happen to have a black powder rifle or Kentucky pistol, the reason I'm saying that, ladies and gentlemen, is a Kentucky pistol, the only thing it is a short rifle, because you watch The Patriot or any of the other movies and everything, The Mountain Men, one of my favorites, Brian Keith. But you look at the construction of them, and they're identical. You have a breech plug, you have the barrel, and then you either have a flash hole for flintlock or a nipple assembly for percussion cap. Those inherently, black powder inherently attracts moisture. It's just like acetone. If we've got any painters or bodywork people out there that use acetone in cleaning up for prep work and everything, they know that if you leave that can loose, it will absorb all the moisture it can from the air, and it will, instead of having a half gallon of acetone, you'll have 5/8 or 3/4 of a gallon of acetone because it's absorbed water. And it will not do as it was supposed to do and as you were using it. So black powder residue inherently absorbs water from the atmosphere. And it starts from the moment you fire it. Now, if you've got one of these rifles that's been sitting around for a while, I highly recommend either a gunsmith. Most gunsmiths don't really want to get into black powder. If you want to contact me, I can probably help you on this, ladies and gentlemen, on any of the black powder guns, revolvers, Kentuckys, or rifles. But you need to remove the breech plug, which there's a couple of techniques to do that to prevent screwing it up or marring and damaging the barrel. But the breech plug really needs to be removed on these guns, and that gun thoroughly cleaned inside. Outside will get done naturally, but inside, scrubbed, and make sure that every bit of old residue and garbage is removed from the bore of those guns. And then once that's all done and the gun is reassembled, of course, test fire it, make sure everything functions as normal. And I am a very big fan of black powder, ladies and gentlemen. It is far more accurate than people give it credit to. The largest problem, I guess you could say, with accuracy in black powder are individuals not paying attention to the powder charge, i.e. getting it the same every time, because black powder measures by volume, not by weight. Smokeless powder, the charge is determined by weight. Black powder, it is by volume. And different lots of black powder, different manufacturers of black powder and everything are going. I've had cans of black powder, John, that changed from top to bottom.
Really?
In performance, because over time, they will absorb a little bit of moisture here and there. They can actually, out here in the Southwest with heat and everything else, you can actually dry them out even further than they came from the manufacturer. There's supposed to be some moisture content. But your performance on black powder will change. And it can do from weather, like I said, humidity, everything. There are thousands more factors that affect the shooting ability of black powder than affect smokeless powder. And if you get accustomed to those things, that's why you have the fouling shot. In fact, one of my favorite monthly publications is entitled The Fouling Shot, but it deals with cast bullets. And the fouling shot was meant to actually dirty up the bore a bit, but also let you know where you're going to hit.
Hold that thought. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. I'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 15th of October. Only a few weeks away, I'll be in Dallas at the Operation Classified event. I'll be speaking there. Operation Classified at the beautiful Hilton Hotel at the Dallas Airport, the 9th, 10th, and 11th of November. You can sign up and get tickets there right at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters, at website deserteagleshooters.com. If you got a question or comment, anything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, training, legislation, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. I hope we've helped some folks with black powder. And like I said, DesertEagleShooters.com. You can go over there. You can contact us. Now, if you don't want to use the contact form on it, if you go to the, at the top, it says contact us. Wow, isn't that innovative? Tim had put up a deal up there. You go to contact us, and it has the actual email address, phone number, and mailing address. All right there. So feel free to go over and send us questions, queries, anything that you've got on your firearms, and including your black powder. I love talking and shooting black powder.
Well, good, but, good. It's black powder is a lot of fun. And we got a caller and holder, our last caller this hour. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jimmy. This is the story Jimmy told about the woman who had a concealed carry permit was in the mall, you know, and they had the fracas there. Made me think of a philosophical and legal question from which I'm sure you have a very clear-cut answer, but I often wonder. And it's this the concept of fire, you know, the ability to fire a warning shot. I've heard of people getting in trouble for discharging a firearm and firing a warning shot, that sort of thing. But I've often thought that it might be interesting if the first round you were to fire off were a blank to use as a warning shot, you know, then, you know, they would get rid of the problem of discharging, you know, an actual bullet as a warning shot. What, can you tell me where, what the story is on this? We've all seen it in movies a dozen times. What about this, the concept of firing a gun, you know, once either into the ground or something or someplace harmless as a warning shot? What are the legalities and philosophy behind that?
Okay, I've got one comment on that, and then I'm going to defer.
I'll have a follow up. But go ahead.
My one go comment ahead, is the problem with the blank. If you're using a semi-auto, the gun lock function. You'll go bang, and that'll be it. That's the warrant. That's the using the blank idea. As far as the warning shot, I personally never, but I'm going to defer to John because he is more of the legal expert than I am on this. Sir?
Okay.
It's all yours.
Well, the quick kind of flippant answer is don't. But a person has been properly trained, and I emphasize properly trained, in the proper use of deadly force would not consider firing a warning shot. It's just not going to happen. Use deadly force when you need to, and you shoot to stop the aggressor. You think you can shoot a aggressor on the shoulder or knee or something, you're fooling yourself. That's not going to happen. You shoot center of mass. We can get a little bit more into this after the top of the hour break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the